This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Here we go. It is hour one of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Hope you're having a fantastic day. Jennifer at your service, at ease. There's Brian Broaddus. You got Chris Strong filling in for Lucius Alexander today. Wolchuk and Schiafalo are here. So is Carter Freeman coordinating your video. And gentlemen, we have a big game night tonight in Dallas-Fort Worth. Both teams are going to be in action for you to take in. Both on the West Coast in the Northern California area. Let's start with the hoops as the Mavs, the Kings, 9 o'clock on TNT. It's an exciting game right here. These couple could determine, you know, who's sitting in the six and who's, you know, battling some play-in situations. So a lot on the line, and it appears our guys are focused.
Heck yeah, they are, dude. And especially at the end of that game last night, those final few minutes in between – you know, from about that 10-minute mark in the fourth quarter, all of a sudden Luka and Kyrie were like, all right, it's going to be takeover time right now. The bigs continuing to play extremely well. It's so fun with Gafford and Lively making the impact that they've made. So this is definitely a new-look team. I think the Kings will provide a nice little litmus test to see where you stand here against a quality opponent.
Yeah, doing what you should do. Take care of business. It was great seeing Kyrie, the hustle he was giving in the fourth quarter with a 10-point lead. That dude's setting the tone for everybody else. Now about P.J. Washington, last week we were applauding his defensive efforts going up against the best offensive player of the opposing team.
Dude.
But the offense wasn't quite there. Last night he gives you 16 points, solid, from, you know, behind the arc, 2 of 6.
Hey, it's important to see those corner threes go in, dude.
Improvements
those
there.
Corner threes have been a disaster for
absolutely
him since he put the uniform on. And
we'll take that.
To see two of those go in, I think, is huge.
And, you know, I think Jason Kidd said he wants to try and get Hardy some more minutes. Maybe that cuts into THJ's minutes. 29 points last night. Even though THJ wasn't horrible with 13, and he was +8 in the plus-minus. But I'd like to see Hardy eat into some of THJ's minutes a little bit down the stretch, see how that looks.
Yeah, you talk to people over there in the organization about when you ask about Hardaway is that he's really not helping himself. And last night, though, Utah's the type of team that's going to give you some looks. So they're still monitoring the situation of him and the shooting slump and all that. They're like, yeah, great. Last night, you know, nice to see him get some buckets, but Utah also lets you have some shots. So we'll see what Sacramento offers. There is some thought about, you know, getting a little bit more looks for Hardy because of Green being hurt and nicked up a little bit. They just maybe want to figure out a little bit more about that.
It's not ideal right now, but that's part of the cool thing about this is you do have players struggling. They didn't shoot the ball well again last night, but they hold the Jazz under 110 is 105 points. Kyrie had a good game. Luka had his 19th triple-double. So I think it's huge. They're locked in. They're taking care of business. They're starting to prove that at least against bad teams, they can shut the door defensively and win with defense. And now I'm pretty sure this team is better than the team that made the West Finals. I don't think – you know, it's a guarantee that the Mavs will win a playoff series or be that competitive, but we are making serious progress now, I think, under Nico Harrison as far as roster construction. Is it a couple of months away? Probably not. Maybe a couple of years away. But if I'm Luka and his agent now, I'm like, hey, you know, this is something that we should stick around for.
Yeah, there's a foundation now with the roster that you didn't have prior. And these guys are under contract. They're young. They're pretty cheap, especially when you consider Lively and Gafford. Those are two guys that you are excited to have on your roster because they're putting out more than you're really having to give them financially. So that's huge when you have guys like Luka and Kyrie on the roster eating so much of it. But yes, you are starting to build a team where, okay, now you can see the makings of a player here, a player there, and you're a legitimate championship contender.
Yeah, Exum is only...
And right now you're frisky. Right now nobody wants to see you.
No.
But in the offseason, you can go from being frisky to being all of a sudden, now let's get to these Western Conference Finals for sure.
Yeah, Exum's only costing you $3 million on the books and then $3 million next year. So that's something, you know, I mean, he's
awesome.
Playing pretty well for you in those situations. So nice to have an inexpensive player that's it's giving you some good looks and good minutes.
And the most important thing is it seems like they hit on their superstar pairing as of right now. Like Kyrie and Luka are playing well with each other, and they seem to be getting along as well in the locker room behind the scenes when they're not on the court.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun to watch, you know, and you're getting the most out of both those guys right now, which is great. I did just realize we might be in the Ford era here, or maybe the year of the Ford. I'm not sure exactly how I want to coin this, but between Gafford and Langford, you know, we're doing big things here with the Fords joining us. So
good point.
Ford is the best in Texas.
Salute to that lineage. Okay, you have a Stars at Sharks as their West Coast swing will get underway. Pretty much a must-win game with the Colorado Hard Charge in the way that they are. Vancouver is coming up on the schedule atop the conference. So you know, it's getting down to the nitty-gritty, and this is the time of the year where all of these games start to mean more, and you wake up with that anticipation, almost like it's a playoff vibe. I'm starting to get playoff energy off these matchups already, guys. Pretty fun.
It is fun. And the way that they're playing offensively, Jamie Benn's been on a heater. The question right now, the one last piece that you want to see is Otter get back to the form in which he was in 2 years ago last year heading into the postseason. He's been a little hit or miss at times. There's been some pucks. I know defensively, right, that's a big reason for it. But your defense has been playing certainly much better out of the break. So I would like to see Otter start to get back to that confidence that we were seeing him used to play with.
Yeah, they're on a little bit of a run too where they're playing. I know that Arizona the other day, you know, they blitzed them pretty good when they were here on home ice, and then you go to Tempe to play that game and it turns into a close game.
Yeah.
But you know, your situation with Otter, he's kind of struggled against teams that have really good offenses. You know, teams have found ways to get pucks on net and, you know, find a way to get past him. So yeah, it's kind of one of those things. You'd like to see him have more of those nights where, you know, maybe he faces, you know, 25, 26 shots and he can string a couple of, you know, clean sheets behind, you know, get some confidence going into the playoffs.
All righty, G-Bag Nation, what else is cooking here in the world of sports? You got the Cowboys and, you know, first of all, the text is going after our guy Wolchuk here for what he said in that crosstalk. About wanting to trade Micah Parsons. That is a quick way to a polarizing conversation, sir. So I salute you as a shock jock.
You'll get some of those. But to me,
folks, if you knew the whole story,
I mean,
if you knew the whole story, you know, I mean, and I know there's a lot of people out there that kind of want to, you know, kind of poo-poo on everything it's said on this station at times. But you know, we know folks. People talk about things. People make suggestions. You know, it's one of those things that. You know, we all understand what the type of player he is. We all get that. But there's a lot of factors that go into these players and these evaluations. And, you know, if you followed as closely as we do and live it every single day, you would probably see it the same way we do. So any kind of suggestion that we make, you're just not throwing it up against the wall. There's some actual thought that goes into this.
Unless it's me. Then you can question it.
I would question anything that you say.
I appreciate it. I know. You watch dog everything.
I watch dog
in the hell out of it. Yeah, I mean, it does kind of feel like the Cowboys are on the verge of a rebuild.
Yep.
And if you are, what's your best trade piece? To me, it's probably Micah Parsons. And
definitely.
Do you want to pay him what is going to be a massive contract after you essentially are trying to get out of the weeds on a Dak contract that you may want to resign with him or let him walk, and now it's kind of open to maybe he does walk, and if he does, then you are rebuilding. So the best way is probably maybe you do look to trade Micah Parsons in that case and try and get a haul of picks to help fruit that rebuild.
Yeah, I could see that. I might do that depending on what the offer is. You know, if I was in charge and they're like, yeah, we'll give you two ones, and you know, the first one is in the top half of the draft, I might go with that. I don't know what the market looks like for a guy like Micah Parsons right now. I imagine it's at least two ones. But I think the Cowboys are going to look at it like, we want to keep our absolute star players and try to make the playoffs while we rebuild. And you know, Micah Parsons is a big piece of that excitement on TV that you might tune in for, especially playing as bad a teams as the Cowboys typically do. There's, you know, a lot of excitement, I think, for the Cowboys to still, you know, reap from that relationship, that contract that they have with Micah. I would love it to believe that maybe the Cowboys are as sharp when it comes to team building as what Sam Presti showed in OKC. Oh, we're not contenders. Our salary restraints are tough. Well, watch this. We're trading all of our best players for draft picks. We'll see in a couple of years, and we're coming to kick everybody's ass. You know, that's if you want to win a Super Bowl, yeah, that to me is a very clear way. I remember JD once called it a shortcut with the Astros because he was so jealous about all the players that they'd managed to accumulate. It's like, oh, we don't want to take a shortcut like Houston. I'm like, I do. Sign me up for the shortcut.
Seriously, man. Sign me up for just having the most amount of good players possible by any means necessary. Give me the best chance to win a Super Bowl. Don't give me the best chance to win double-digit regular season games and maybe win a playoff game. Don't build me that team. Build me the team, and there's going to be some pain involved with that. There's going to be a down year. There's going to be potentially two down years. But if you're doing things appropriately, big picture, this thing springs up in a huge way. And now all of a sudden you're not just, okay, it's cool. Maybe we won the division this year. Maybe we get to host a home playoff game. It's no, we are a true legitimate contender, and we can go toe-to-toe with the best teams. Because that's how we've invested in our roster.
And I'm willing to
say, you got to take risks.
Yep. And sometimes you have to be willing to sacrifice other seasons to get there. You know, I'm willing to sacrifice seasons. I feel like we're already sacrificing. Nick Harris is going to join us at 3:20. Now, he's live in Orlando with the meeting.
He is there. Yep.
Yeah, he was there talking to McCarthy earlier today when Coach McCarthy thinks the roster growth internally is going to improve the team with the jump of the second and third year guys. And,
yeah.
Man, I hope that works.
Second and third year guys like Mozzie Smith and Scooney.
No, I think he's thinking
previous class.
He's thinking about Sam Williams and that
Deron Bland,
Tolbert and that group.
Well, okay, because if he's thinking about Mozzie Smith and Schoonmaker, he's thinking about how quickly they can recover from the surgeries they're both having.
Surgery on their shoulders, yeah.
Yeah, a couple of operations here.
What a nightmare.
Yeah.
Hey, ready for training camp.
The offseason could be better. We need a great draft. The good news is these guys can do it. Two years ago, I think they got four contributors. I mean, if you count Sam Williams. Rangers now in the calm before the storm. Can't wait to chat it up with our guy CY here. He'll probably join us on opening day. One of the best winners in all of baseball. And the thing I like about CY is, you know, he's just constantly working tirelessly. You know, with he's not running from his responsibility as a personnel boss. He's running to it. And saying, oh, we got a fire here. We need this. We need that. Kind of reminds me of a young Jerry Jones when he bought this team with fire in his eyes. You remember the press conference. And, you know, the path that he set forth was, I will not be denied by anything. We will be champions. And it was an absolute force of nature. If you weren't around to see it, it was a whole different Jerry Jones. This is country club enjoying life, Jerry Jones. That was, I got to go earn it and set myself up for life. And when he was motivated properly, I think this current version of CY is a good comparison if you didn't have the pleasure of seeing that in person. Owners approved the new kickoff rule, and folks are happy, even though it's extreme, because they're just basically giveaway plays now. So it's going to be totally different. All of the players on the kickoff team will line up on the receiving team's 40. Kicker still back at the 35. He's going to let it rip from there. At least 9 members of the return team will line up in a setup zone between the 35 and the 30, and up to 2 runners can line up in the landing zone between the goal line and the 20-yard line. So I think you can still just send it and get a touchback.
Yeah, but yeah. I think they bring it out to the 30 now, right? Instead of the 25.
Yeah.
There was talk about putting it all the way to the 35, and they said, no, we got to do it at the 30. What's going to happen is if you kick the ball and try and tackle and get pinned people down and you start getting more returns, because we saw in the XFL, there were a couple of teams, actually our own team here in Arlington was pretty good at it.
Champions.
Of taking the ball and kind of getting a good return out of it. So what you would do is I could see teams, if you're all of a sudden you see returns, they're just going to pump the ball into the end zone and find, we'll give it to you at the 30, play from there. Hmm. You know, that's if teams get really good at returning some of these kicks.
Right.
And get them past.
But that's still a sacrifice. I mean, you're getting the ball at the 30-yard line, you're starting with position.
Better than having the ball, better than giving the ball up at your own 48 or something.
Yes,
like that.
Yes. But, yeah, I mean, still solid field position.
Yeah. That's what teams will figure out, the fact that these both groups are stationary. I think it's a disadvantage for the team covering. You know, now they're going to have to wait till the ball, and then they get to move.
Yeah.
You know, and that's, you know, and then all of a sudden you get a setup of a block or two, and then you get a guy squirting through. He's running downhill at you, and you're kind of still stationary.
Hey, anything to help the ball carrier, man. Yep. That's what they're about.
That's just what they're trying to do.
If you're the guy with the ball, we want to give you every opportunity to do what you can, and we don't want you to get any of those boo-boos. That's for sure.
Well, hopefully it makes exciting plays while keeping players relatively safe. Who knows what they could try next? They've kind of opened up the Pandora's box. I wouldn't mind just seeing a play, you know? Like, hey, you get the ball at the 20, you get a play, which is like an extra first down, right? And wherever the ball goes, it's going to be first down again. So take your shot, take a running play. You want to get 5 yards, you want to go for it. I don't know. I think there's a lot of ways this could go, though. It is the G-Bag Nation. G-Bag of the Day is coming up at 2:30. Coming up next here on The Fan, we'll hear from Boach as the Rangers come up on 53 hours from first pitch of the 2024 season here on your home of the champs, 105.3 The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Yeah, buddy, welcome back, Nation. The segment here, we got some Rangers audio for you. Counting you down to opening day, Thursday night, 6:30 first pitch, 6 o'clock pregame here on The Fan. Segment is brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. Franklin Frankel, the go-to attorneys for car and truck wrecks in DFW. If you or a loved one's been in an accident, contact the Frankels for a free consultation, 214 or 817-333-3333. Go online to frankelfirm.com. And it's also brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate your car, carsforkids.org. Here we go, some Boach. Cut 3 on Lankford and what makes him special.
Yeah, and not just spring training. I have to talk about his numbers last year coming up through our system. They were amazing, and he's just a gifted athlete. And I say athlete, you know, you talk about his hitting, but he's done a good job in left field. He runs well. He's a baseball player, and he's just a guy that is so grounded and humble. I just love watching him play. He plays the game right. He gets it. Now, I don't have him, you know, set in a certain spot in the order right now. He could be hitting third against lefties. He could be hitting fifth or sixth. You know, I don't want all the attention on him because it's going to be all of us, and that's what it was last year. But, you know, we're lucky to have this man. And coming to spring training, I really thought that, you know, he would make this club.
There he is on MLB Network talking about the kid Langford. I love the part about being grounded, about being humble and playing the game right. And, you know, I don't go for like the old timey traditions of don't celebrate, don't flip your bat. I don't think that's what Bochy means. I think he just means he's playing hard. But when you get players on your team who are grounded and humble, you know, their ability to take coaching, their ability to be conscientious about what they need to work on and not blaming others, you know, not thinking they've made it, believing that it's going to be hard work daily that spells success, not some sort of inherent talent that I'm here to dominate everybody with. That is the kind of personalities that make it to the top in sports and stay there.
And you got two of them with Evan Carter and Wyatt Langford. I mean, both of them just have the right mentality. You listen to anybody in that coaching staff and they're like, for as young as these dudes are, they just seem like they're grown adults. Like their wisdom that they have and just their mindset mentality of how they approach the game, but also life off the diamond.
Yeah. And they say the same about Foskey. You know, like to his credit as well, like it seems like this is a very important thing for them, you know, from a front office standpoint and a team building standpoint. They are absolutely going out of their way to bring in a guy like Evan Carter, and everybody's crushing them for it. Who's this guy? Everybody on the draft is going, we've never heard of this guy. Yeah. Well, clearly they knew things about him, obviously on the diamond, but then they knew the type of dude he was off the field as well. And they're clearly trying to get these guys. And when you get the beautiful talent plus the personality, DNA, the makeup, just true professionals at such a young age, then you've hit the jackpot. And it seems like that's what you've done with Langford and Carter.
Yeah, you know, if I could describe their approach, I just came up with this term, it would be based ball players. Get the reference?
Yes,
he's a genius.
Absolutely.
That is good. Wouldn't that be the title of CY's book?
Good.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
My gosh.
These are the type of Ranger players we want. We want baseball players.
That's We've put right. together quite the merch store with the bang bang.
Yeah.
And he's looking down the barrel of his bat like a freaking sniper. We got a merch store thing cooking up right now. It's pretty impressive.
Let's do it up, man. We're proud of this baseball team. We want to rock it any Hell way yeah. we can.
Hashtag run it back.
By the way, are you guys going to get the gold trim?
I don't think there's any left. It sounded like there was a line out to 30.
There was.
Trying to get that stuff.
The initial, like the opening of it at the Ranger Shop at Globe Life Field, it was a sellout immediately.
Yeah.
But I presume these are, you'll be able to get the gold trim throughout the season was my thought. But
I don't know.
I would certainly hope so.
I would hope so too.
That's a must-have event.
See, what we do is the fortunate thing, we go broadcast, we get there a few hours early, and we get to kind of scope things out. And maybe when they open up, you can hustle over there and get you something.
Yeah.
You know, but other than that, there were people camping out for that stuff.
I know, but it's polarizing. Some people absolutely love it. I'm in the camp that loves it. I know a guy like Choppy. Choppy doesn't want, he's not here for the gold, but I'm like, dude, the championship gold trimming.
It's special.
Only one team gets to do that every year.
That's right. Yeah. By the way, Langford just had a double out there at the Globe. They're continuing some exhibition action. I just love the idea, the options that if Carter does struggle against lefties, you can take him out, hit Langford in the three hole. You have such adaptability now with this, embarrassment of riches that Boch has at his disposal. Speaking of that, Bochy on Seager's return and what he brings to the lineup.
Well, we didn't want to rush him. You know, you get to opening day and everybody's going to fight to get it in their opening day, but I just thought he had a great attitude. He said, hey, if I'm not ready, that's fine. I'll be ready, you know, within a week. But he came on fast there at the end. He got a lot of light BP, been running sprints. And, you know, first game, I think he played three innings. Last night he played six innings. These days off have really helped, too. After today we have a day off. But he's bouncing back after a night game. Playing in a day game today, and same with Josh Young, both of them. So it's good to have the left side of our infield back out there, their presence, and it really is amazing. When you look at Corey last year, a couple of injuries he had, how fast he came back. He's a tough guy, and he wants to be in there, and he looks good right now.
I mean, I'm just getting goosebumps thinking about Seager stepping into that batter's box on Thursday night.
Oh, you know, legend.
The ovation is going to be insane.
Yes, it's going to be epic. They've already got a big mural up of him out there after he hit that donkey in game one of the World Series. Just incredible. It's going to be fun to look at some of the new stuff that they've got out there at the ballpark. We get to go on Thursday. But what Seager and Young have done with their health. Now they're ready to go for opening day. This is going to be fun. We can't leave Josh Young out of that conversation. Sherrod sent that in too, just one of those guys that's a based ball player.
Yeah.
He certainly fits that mold as well. But this lineup is just filthy. When you're talking about Josh Young and Jonah Heim, two guys who were all-stars last year, hitting sixth and seventh in your order, it's like, holy crap. Leody Taveras, who can go on a tear for months at a time as well, he's now probably going to be in the eighth hole. I mean, it's incredible.
And for a guy like Seager who misses all of spring training, and you're like, obviously you're going to be excited that he's there for opening day, but usually you can't have much in the way of expectations for a guy like that who missed all of spring training. But
why
Corey
not?
Seager is a different breed.
Yeah, Seager, yeah, why do. Not?
We
yeah.
saw it happen like, last yeah. year. He doesn't have any minor league games, yeah. comes off the IL, and immediately, what am I doing? I'm hitting a double my first at bat. I mean, he's unbelievable.
We'll get the best version of him on Thursday, no question.
That flex when he hits that home run, oh, man.
Oh, just, yeah, the emotion like, that he showed.
It's the greatest home run celebration in
it's
franchise
incredible.
History.
It's like 2 years worth of pent-up emotion.
Yeah.
Like, since becoming a Rangers, the first time you really let that out. And
yeah.
It was, what a moment, dude.
It was like he was a Jedi, and he had just slain, like, Vader, and he was just standing there like, raw.
Dude, okay, we need to get, like, an art piece done of this where he's swinging a freaking lightsaber, dude,
yes.
and make it, like, put the Star Wars realm
Another
into
t-shirt,
the ballpark
huh?
or something.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like, I'm sure the Star Wars fans will pump that out pretty quickly.
Dude, yeah.
No doubt.
Epic, merch store. It's time now for the G-Bag of the Day. Into the Pimp Cup we go. Here's Chris Strong for Lucius.
What's up, guys?
Hey, buddy. Hey, sir.
I saw Alec Medford wearing that gold trim hat earlier. I think he went to the game yesterday.
Okay.
Snagged him one.
Apparently they restocked him, Chris. Our buddy Joe texted and said, hey, yeah, they got him restocked. A lot of the fans, the Tolos texted in like, hey, they're good. We got plenty of the gold merch left.
All right, there we go.
Yeah, I'm glad we have them in there. This is G-Bag of the Day for Tuesday, March 26, 2024. I'm grateful to fill in for Lucius Alexander this week. Our one-time winner from yesterday is Adams State Baseball, which is in Colorado, apparently, where their broadcaster joined a fan in the stands complaining about a call.
You suck! Horse that's terrible! Bulls that's a bunch of You guys know it too, huh?
Your head's out of your ass! Terrible!
How could you say that? That was like 10 feet!
Oh, everybody saw it!
Yay, they got it right!
Yay!
Yay!
I salute the refs for changing that call, man. It's a good
feeling. Honestly, if your broadcaster is that heated, I think you have to fix the call there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And maybe get him a raise, you know, if you're the home team.
Yeah, let's get some music in here.
Good fanmanship out of the booth.
Let's go to today's nominees. I'm going to shoot it to a Hawks announcer. There's a lot of good women's basketball yesterday. There's a triple header on ESPN. Yeah. Iowa versus LSU is getting closer and closer. Mm. One win away for each.
Yeah dude.
But the Hawks announcer doesn't like Caitlin Clark's attitude as of late.
Boy, Jason Tatum does a lot of complaining. Who does he think he is, Caitlin Clark?
Wow.
Caitlin Clark was complaining so much that her dad got on her at the tournament of the stand.
Okay, so this is the Atlanta Hawks broadcast team talking about Jason Tatum and throwing a stray out to Caitlin Clark.
Yeah.
Do I have this correct?
Yeah, it's like unwarranted.
Fantastic. It is true. I will say, I mean, she does do a lot of, you know, looking over at the referees like, what's going on here? And her dad did, did he use the word shut up?
He did.
He did. He said quit it. Yeah. Take her out of there.
Did he say quit it or shut up?
He might have said both. I think there were multiple times that they panned to him, and he was not happy with the way she was complaining.
Because I couldn't see from the video that I saw, but I saw a lot of people alleging that the father was yelling to his daughter, Caitlin Clark, to shut up at points throughout that game.
It's been electric, man. I mean, excited for that Iowa-LSU. I don't know if the Hawks announcer is excited, but I'm personally excited.
Yeah, it's going to be a great game. Great player. You know, she's dealing with pressure. There might be some prima donna vibes being thrown out right now.
I do believe her favorite player is Luka.
That makes sense.
So the big entertainment news that Eric talked about yesterday is P. Diddy. Unfortunately, he's like facing some alleged Epstein sort of stuff going on. Real bad stuff. And this went viral on Twitter, actually.
More
this
Epstein
clip.
Or Weinstein, you think?
Oh, is it Weinstein?
I think both are play. Both are in play. I guess he had a love jet that would cruise around the
Harvey?
World. No, a Diddy.
Diddy.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. I didn't realize how serious it was until I got home last night. They're like pulling people out by gunpoint out of his houses.
Yeah, dude. His kids.
Wow.
And he was on a bird to Antigua.
Damn.
While his kids were having to like flush all of his evidence.
Did they have to point guns at his kids?
Oh,
I mean, we're just watching SpongeBob.
Yeah.
What's going on?
I don't know. I don't know. That's above my knowledge there, but it did get pretty intense. And now we are at a place where instead of saying pause in those particular moments, they're saying no diddy.
Wow.
No diddy.
Yeah, I heard talk about the South Park show. Diddy 15 years or so ago or whatever, and I was like, wow, all that stuff. That South Park crew. Yeah, they did.
They're brilliant.
Well, apparently P. Diddy's neighbor isn't too happy about the news either.
Oh. Y'all stop bringing all the minors over here late at night. I live right next to him. He do too much. He be like big ass buses. You just see all type of pop out. Especially at nighttime, like around 3 o'clock in the morning. It gets wild. I'm his neighbor. When my basketball go over there, I just let it be because I don't want him out on the floor.
Wow.
Wow.
He said, I don't want to knock on the door if my basketball goes over P. Diddy's fence.
Huh.
Not going to go grab it.
that's pretty dang funny right
They
there.
Had some flyovers of his place. Wow. Wow. You know, like a block. A block in Los Angeles.
Oh, yeah. It's a compound.
Yeah.
It's an estate for sure.
Man.
Or what do you guys know about Roll Tide Willie? Anything about Roll Tide Willie?
Drewski, Roll Tide, he doesn't give a piss about nothing but the tide.
Nothing but the tide, yep. And, sorry.
Give it to us one more time, Chris.
Nothing but the tide.
There you go.
Is that good?
Well, sounds good.
That's the Topher coming out of Christopher right there.
Tide.
Well, he joins the Theo Von podcast last week with Drewski as well, and they asked him this simple question.
Now, Willie, what would it take to get you to cheer for another team? That is a question I would like to know, man.
What amount of money would it take?
Couldn't take no money. I'm a diehard Italian.
Well, what amount of would it take?
No, nothing. I'm a diehard Italian fan.
Now, what if a woman came, and I'm talking a lady came over from Texas A&M.
Oh,
talking a lady rides Texas up A&M. In a Corvette, Willie, with some of that. And that real, she got some look like two angry dogs trying to chew on your.
I seen some of them at the airport.
Yeah, get you a little sip of that beer. How's that beer, Willie?
That beer is good, but ain't nothing gonna make me leave the tide. Though.
Really, nothing.
Nothing. Bruce will tell you, I'm a true tide man.
Lucy will tell you. I wanted to hear from Lucy.
He doesn't wash his clothes with it or anything, but he he does love that football program.
Man, I love it. I don't think I'm that familiar with Roll Tide Willie, but I need to be. And the podcast, man. Those guys are hilarious.
Dude, Theo Von. Theo there.
Theo, that, Theo that is that funny. Question, what? He had something like two barking dogs.
He might be the one guy that is you can't cancel him. Like, people just get Theo Von for what he is. He says outlandish things all the time. Nobody goes after him. He's hilarious.
Right on. Well, congrats to our champ and our three challengers. Let's do some voting. Is it the refs, umps reversing the call there at the college baseball game? Hawks announcer doesn't like Caitlin Clark's attitude of late. Diddy's neighbor spilling the tea.
Wow.
3 o'clock in the morning, buses of minors showing up.
Oof.
Wow. And Roll Tide Willie Roll with Drewski there. That's my vote, Chief. How about you?
Samesies.
I'm rocking with Roll Tide for sure.
Yeah, well, I'm going Roll Tide.
Right.
Hell yeah, brother.
Yeah, since you guys all voted for that guy, I will vote for our Adams State champions.
By a score of 4-1 and your new G-Bag of the Day champion, it's Roll Tide Willie with Drewski. Thank you, Chris, and for Lucius all week long here in the G-Bag Nation, doing a heck of a job back there.
I think you should be Topher from now on.
Topher Strong? I'll go there.
I think you're Topher.
Thank you, man.
The last Strong I worked with, he was actually producing the show, turned out to be John Strong, the soccer play-by-play guy.
I can tell
he was just out of college and he was already acting like a 50-year-old broadcasting veteran. I was like, I'm gonna get out of your way, young man. You're going places. He acts so old. I called him Uncle Strong.
Uncle Strong.
I did, and he loved it. He was just like, yeah, whatever,
dude. All those play-by-play guys, they are like that.
They're freaking dialed from a young age. Yeah, I think he was doing like a World Cup at age 29 or something.
Jeez, it's amazing.
Krusty's Corner's coming up next. Where are we going?
Yeah, let's rank the depth of the draft by each position. Best to worst. We'll do that next.
Oh, thank you, Chris, and for Lucius. It's time now for Krusty's Corner, brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning. Gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. Here he is, the king of the Krusty's, brought us.
Thank you very much, Reliant. Appreciate you guys jumping on board with us. You guys are a fine company. Okay, got Love of the Star tonight. So if you want to get some Cowboy questions answered, please tweet at Bobby Belt, or myself, it's Bobby Belt TX. And then Brian with a Y brought us. And then we'll hopefully get your questions answered. We have a little segment that we named after a guy named Dean Julia. Dean Julia was one of our loyal listeners who all he did was ask questions, multiple questions. So we named it the
Dean Julia?
The Dean Julia questions.
Gave the guy some signage?
Yeah, gave the guy a little signage there. But he asked a bunch of questions. Good dude, though. We appreciate everybody out there that gives us a listen.
Wait, especially because they're so, the dean is very, it's rarefied air these days.
Yeah.
You know, we're not just doling out deans like we used to.
Yeah, the dean is kind of a dying art, isn't it?
I believe. Yeah. I believe so. Can't remember the last time I met a dean.
Yeah.
The only dean I know is at least in his mid-50s.
Yeah. Most famous one, maybe Dean Martin?
Dean Martin, for sure.
I mean, I was going to go Blandino, but yeah, that's Martin's probably got him. Ooh,
that's the biggest bleep hole dean of all time.
That's a pretty famous one right there. By the way, too, that after our show today, give it a listen. Zach and I were on the draft show today. We chopped that thing up pretty good with a lot of different positions, though, of, you know, what direction, sneaky positions that Cowboys might need. So.
Jeez, Broadus. I mean, you have a microphone at your mouth for 22 hours a day.
I'm trying to do more, actually.
You're trying to figure out a way to squeeze more hours out of 24?
I'm going to try and I'm going to get more. Watch me. I'm going to do something that's going to change the world.
Watch me.
I'm going to do something that's going to change the world, Dawson.
I'm ready for it.
Yeah, you had me for a second.
You want to be a part of it, Dawson? I'm going to change the world.
I would.
All right. Well, get ready.
If you're changing the world.
I'm changing the world.
I'm there.
Get ready.
I've been waiting. Yeah. Waiting on the world
to
change.
You step aside.
Yeah. Waiting on the world
to change.
We're going
to change the world here in a little bit.
One day this generation is going to rule the population.
Okay. I see what you're doing. I like it. All right.
But we're just waiting.
We're just waiting.
Waiting on the world to change.
ESPN put out the, Zach, and you've done a lot of great work on this. I do appreciate all your hard work on this draft that you've done so far.
817 says James Dean. He might have a point.
Damn.
Yeah, James Dean's pretty good.
James Dean is pretty good.
All-time smoke show, right? Dean.
Speaking of smoke, how about Jimmy Dean sausages?
Okay.
Number one in our hearts.
Like that, Dawson.
Okay. Do you like the mild or the hot variety?
I prefer the hot.
My tummy doesn't.
I like it.
My mouth does, but my tummy
Patty
doesn't.
Patty or Link?
Patty.
Patty, man.
I do like a good Link, but I'm good with both.
Good with both, yes, ultimately. But
Jimmy Dean, hot sausage in biscuits and gravy
That's dynamite.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
That could be a last meal for me right there.
I'll take
like
two.
Like going to the gas chamber, you know?
I actually don't mind that as a last meal.
Do you think biscuits and
that's
gravy?
That's a hearty, that's a heck of a way to
go. That's a heck of a way to go.
Biscuits and gravy's good, man.
You help clog your own arteries on your way to your death.
Maybe in an omelet.
Okay, real quick, Dawson, would your last meal have something to do with ice cream?
You know, I don't think so. I was just thinking about that. I believe I would do a barbecue spread. And
like
probably,
you bought the other day?
Yeah.
That thing was impressive that you bought. Yeah. I appreciate you doing that.
The trough from Pecan Lodge.
Yeah.
There ship you go. It.
That thing is great.
You know, I'm going to need some of that that bread pudding. From Walk-On's, I believe.
Okay.
That place is just outstanding how they do their bread pudding.
I know you're not going out without that Oaxaca dog in your mouth.
Yes, a Oaxaca dog, please, from Hurtado. And yeah, I'd like to finish it with some ice cream. There cookies and cream.
Gotcha.
It's a great one. Maybe Brahms.
Okay. Yeah, Brahms is good.
Dean Palmer.
Dean Palmer was on the other day and did a fine job. Good guess for us the other day. Okay, ESPN, they've ranked the positions. Wooly Bully, since you've done a lot of work on this with me, they give the number one position in the draft when it comes to depth.
Wide receiver would be my guess.
My man is working on the draft. Wide receiver.
So
good.
They've
got five players in the first round. They've got 19 in the top 100. Is what they got.
It's hard to argue, man. Jeez, it is a loaded wide receiver class.
Ball two to bang,
so
bang.
Many good ones.
Yeah, this might be one of those deals, though, where all of a sudden you're thinking about grabbing a wide receiver in the first round. You turn around and wait till the second round to grab one and grab another position if you can. It's that kind
of. It's going to stretch.
It's that kind of stretch.
Yeah.
It's that kind of stretch.
And stretch to the fifth.
It really, really does. So, yeah, that's wide receiver would be number one. Would you like to guess number two there, Scout?
I'd probably go with offensive tackle.
Offensive tackle is number two. You playing this game at an advantage, or you just knowing what you're talking about?
No, I got my board up, so I'm looking at
you're
just
looking
like
at your position.
How high do I have guys? Okay. Like my first
watchdogging your own board.
Yeah. Can you tell everybody how many first round grades you have for offensive tackles?
Offensive tackles, I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
I do too. They've got 6 on their list.
Okay, I mean, I could see like Mims is a fringe guy for me.
Well, what they do, what they've got, the guy that they have is they're probably is Jordan Morgan. What they're talking about.
And we've been hearing a lot of teams like him as a guard.
I think the Dallas Cowboys like Jordan Morgan as a guard.
I could see it.
He's a tackle from Arizona, and he wears the same number as Tyron Smith, and there's things, the movement and stuff like that. It looks like Tyron Smith the way. The kid's a fluid moving player, getting away from the line. Kind of keeps his hands a little low, but I think he's an explosive guy. Everybody accuses him of being a short arm guy and all that. I still see him blocking guys.
Yeah, I do too.
All these edge rushers in the Pac-12 all try and rush against him. He seems to do okay against them.
Yeah, it didn't seem like a disadvantage when I watched him play. Yeah. But I guess kicking inside, I could see him being a very, very good guard. I mean, the Fatanu, the Washington tackle, is one that I projected inside to guard. But I do think that he can hold his own as a tackle, and it seems like a lot of teams like him at tackle.
I had a scout tell me in the league, he said, listen, I asked him about J.C. Latham from Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
I said, Latham is a left tackle. He said, don't see that. He goes, but I do see him as an all-pro guard. So I think there's going to be some of these guys, when it's all said and done, that when the draft hits off, they're going to these guys, some of these tackles are going to play in guard in the league.
Okay.
Would be my guess.
By the way, Langford just drew a 4-pitch walk.
Of course he did.
Seeing did everything. I? Yeah, did I? Wyatt?
Gosh.
Of course he did.
Two were on the edge. Two were on the edge.
Oh, like nope. The catcher tried to frame him.
Yeah.
And the ump said, no, just take your base. You're a young man.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's a heck of a player. He's a Florida guy, though, but I got to kind of got to get on him.
That's in the past now.
Yeah, but now he's a Texas Ranger.
Now he's a Texas Ranger. Right. You're right about that.
You know?
Well, Chuck, give me your number three position.
For me, I'd go with cornerback.
Corner?
Yeah, corner. DBs.
They have quarterback.
Oh, They went
Quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it is a deeper quarterback class than I think you typically get, because I think you've got 5 that legitimately could end up being pretty good. And Spencer Rattler is, I mean, he definitely was an improved player at South Carolina. I think there's a lot of people that like him. I've been dug out of Spencer Rattler since his QB1 Beyond the Lights show, but there's definitely potential in his game.
The guy they say that the ideal time to draft one for the best value, they think Michael Penix Jr. from Washington is a second round player.
You and I would both agree.
I got him in the first.
I have Michael Penix as fourth. Fourth
overall.
And
yeah. I think it'd be a great value there. I love the player
myself.
I've
said it before, like J.J. McCarthy keeps getting hyped. I really thought that would be Michael Penix Jr.
What's the knock on Penix other than the injuries?
Age.
Yeah, the age. That's what they will say about the guy.
These guys play till 40 if they're good enough.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's silly now at quarterback.
But when you're as banged up as his body has been, he's Mr. Clean Bill of Health.
He's had some significant injuries. There's no question.
His game is, the only thing I know good about his game is he's got a beautiful deep ball.
His deep ball is the best part of it, but he can win within the pocket.
I hear like middle crossing of the field routes. Stuff is not his MO. Like he's not trying to throw over the middle of the field.
Sideline down the field, though, crossing routes intermediate underneath. Very accurate on that.
They run a lot of that.
And,
with Polk
and the
McMillan.
Movement in the pocket. Because he keeps his eyes downfield the way he plays. I really like the kid a lot. Cornerback is number 4.
Okay, they had that at 4. All right, I'd flip those.
Cornerback is number 4. Sneaky need for the Cowboys there, guys?
Yeah.
That's what I think.
All right.
Don't tell the Cowboys that. I think they feel great about Diggs, Bland, and Lewis.
I think they just love the roster.
How about sneaky need at number 5 at the edge?
Edge is definitely a need.
Edge? If you're a Dallas Cowboys?
Yeah, edge is a need.
I think we could go position by position like Bobby did with Choppy yesterday and just be like, yeah, you could draft it in the first 3 rounds. At every position, you'd be like, sure.
Okay. Here's a little bit of a concern. At number 6 is defensive tackle. Now, we had this discussion today. By the way, go back and listen to the draft show in depth. We got into these defensive tackles pretty deep about it.
Yeah.
And so can you turn back around in the first round and draft another one technique?
I don't think you can pull it off in the first round, but I think as early as
round two. We scarred what happened with Mozzie Smith?
I think you have to be willing to if the right player is there, you know, and I'm talking about an absolute dominant player, you know, and then you go for it if he's the best guy on your board still. But there's enough there that, you know, I'd be happy to just, you know, see how Zim does with Mozzie Smith.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
And Osa's good, you know. That's not the biggest need on your team. So I don't think you got a reach to fill it.
I'd love to have a one technique that could legitimately play.
It would be cool.
A guy. I know we talked about
McKinley Jackson,
but the way the league devalues the position overall, if there's good ones, I'd much rather take it on day two.
Tight end is number seven. Kind of a sneaky need. Aisha Morrison brought that up.
Yeah,
I mean, what's going on behind it.
For them, they got to just be sitting in that building like, we drafted Mozzie and Schoonmaker. We need them to step up.
Yeah. The two guys that are recovering from offseason shoulder surgeries, those two guys.
Safety at number eight. Linebacker number nine, as far as depth of the position. I kind of think it's a little bit deeper than that.
It's a little deeper, too. But they all, like, some of these guys are just short, or there'll be reasons why teams just don't like them.
Yeah, I like that.
I think there's some quality.
I think there's some quality there. Center at number 10.
I'd put center way higher.
I think center's much higher than that, too. Number 11 would be the running back.
Okay.
Cowboys looking for that for sure. It seems like they're going to draft that Brooks kid from Texas, doesn't it?
I think he's their top running back, and that seems like a Cowboys second-round special.
Guard number 12. And that would be the order of, they think, of the depth of the round. There's a couple in there at the end I don't disagree.
You just won't get to, okay.
No. I don't agree with them. I think the center's a little deeper.
Yeah, I think center definitely could have been
top
center,
five. I think center and linebacker are deep positions.
Great stuff, Brian.
Thank you.
Krusty's Corner every afternoon here in the G-Bag Nation at 2:40, brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning.
Thank you,
salute
folks.
To those guys. Great to have you on board. Nick Harris, DallasCowboys.com is coming up at 3:20. What are we doing next, Wolchuk?
There's a lot to get to. NFL News of the Day, rule changes, hump day football, and an audio buffet featuring an edition of Let's Blame the Girlfriend. That's next on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.